You are listening to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast with host Sean Castrina.
I'm excited about today's podcast. Whenever I get to teach, I get excited. What we're going to talk about today is the most valuable skills of high net worth individuals. Obviously, I'm leaning more towards entrepreneurship in this, but what is it that the high net worth people tend to do better than average people, you know, in our day-to-day? What do we do that kind of makes us have high net worth? The first thing is that we're always looking for an opportunity. We're extraordinarily opportunistic. And even if I was a surgeon, and I know doctors and stuff like that, they're always looking for that deal, that real estate deal, or, okay, do they want to move their practice outside of the hospital? You know, they're always looking for that opportunity. Okay, so they're extraordinarily opportunistic, and where a lot of other people are really cautious, they're not. They're looking for the opportunity. They know, you know, if you don't take a risk, you don't get a payoff. So they're very opportunistic. Number two is there's a great skill set somewhere in that person. Okay, whether they're a surgeon or they're an entrepreneur, they have a super high skill set. And I've said to you, I'm not good at 99.9% of everything out there. If you gave me this huge Excel spreadsheet, I had to put a check mark next to it. To all the things I'm really good at, I would have to skip 99.9% of things out there. But the few things that I'm really good at, yes, call it whatever you want. I think I could do it at a world-class level, and people pay me at a world-class level. So you've got to have an extraordinary skill set. I'm shocked that people, specifically under the age of 25, and they want to be so rich, when I ask them, what are you good at? They look dumbfounded. They somehow feel like it's going to be easy. No, I don't have to be great at anything because I'm going to do drop shipping. No, you need to be great at drop shipping. Okay? That's the thing. You've got to have an extraordinary skill set. You got to be great at something. High net worth individuals have a skill that they're world class level in, whether that's as an employee or as an entrepreneur. Next, they're great at utilizing others to do what they don't want to do and should not be doing. And what they're really good at is they know what this is. They know their area of genius. They know what they should not be wasting time on, and they're happy to pay others to do this. Very happy to pay others to do the things that they should not be doing. Where low net worth people feel like they got to do everything. They're always busy. You notice they're always busy. Get home from work, they're mowing the grass, they're power washing their house, and like this could have been done for like $50, $150. But they're always swapping their time for money. And high net worth people, we're buying back our time always. Always. Number one priority is how can we buy back more of our time? Why? Because that's finite. No matter how wealthy you are, that's finite. Next is we're talent scouts. High net worth people are looking for great talents. And again, even if they're an employee, they're looking for that great, you know, financial advisor, that great attorney, that great realtor that can bring them the deals, that great new resident that maybe they're going to bring into their practice with them. They're talent scouts. Okay, we're employee mindset that, you know, we just go about our day and, you know, we're friends with everybody. We're high net worth people are like putting together a team. They're always like, okay, that person would fit great there. That person would fit great there. I just did this. I just had a client and that client closed, you know, did something really extraordinary, built a big franchise, sold it, did everything. My immediate brain is, okay, how do I partner with this person? I'm a talent scout. And I don't meet people like that every day, but I'm always looking. Okay, next. Problems. We're problem solvers. It's a skill, but it's a skill. We're low net worth people. They tell everybody their problems, right? They tell everybody. It's on Facebook. They share their problems. They're not good at solving their problems, and they're darn sure not good at monetizing their problems. I get a problem. I do the best I can to solve it quickly, aggressively. try to learn from it, but then I'm always looking to see if there's a monetization there. I'm not saying it happens all the time, but 4 to 5 of my companies were established because of a problem that I solved. So instead of being, you know, completely shut down by a problem, and instead of sharing my problem with everybody, you know, people love to hear your problems because they want to know that you have problems. Where I don't share them. I'm like, how do I solve this? And is there a money opportunity to be made here? That's how we just look at problems much differently. Next, money is a tool and it must be mastered. Like when we look at mastering money the same way learning English, okay? Learning how to add, okay? Now there's the few things that you do in elementary school that are very critical, no question about it, very critical, it's, you know, to be able to add, subtract, you know, divide, you know, understand the fundamentals of math, understand how to read. Okay, these are fundamentals. Money is a fundamental. High net worth people understand the laws of money. They understand debt. They understand interest rates, the different type of loans that are out there. They understand it. They understand the stock market. They understand money markets. They understand mutual funds and index funds. All these terms they understand. So have you mastered money? And then, I don't know if it's a skill, but there's a resilience. High net worth people are resilient. Why? Because we take risks, we get knocked down, things fail, and we get back up. I just think we're resilient. I mean, every wealthy person I've talked to will give you one to three stories that would have just wiped another person out. Would have absolutely wiped them out, but it doesn't wipe this group out. Why? Because it's a skill, being resilient, learning from a mistake, getting back up, it becomes a skill. We mine it for all it's worth. What I talked about today are, you know, what are the most valuable skills that high net worth individuals have that other people don't? Well, the first thing is that they're very opportunistic, where the other group is very pessimistic. Oh, that'll never work. That'll never work. No, we're thinking, man, I think that's great. I think it can work. I'm excited about it. Opportunistic, pessimistic. Okay, you see the contrast. Next, I try to get everything off my desk. I've talked about this like rummy. I want to get 80% of the things off my desk for other people to be doing for me. And I want to stay in my core area of competency. I want to be having the meetings that move the needle. There's so many meetings I could be in that I don't need to be in. Guess what? I'm not in any of them. Trying to schedule a meeting with me is darn near impossible. My staff puts an absolute moat around me. What is it you need to speak with him about? We can answer that for you. Can you send us a short paragraph of what the meeting would contain? And we'll forward it to Mr. Castorina and see if he'd like to take that meeting. He very well may not, but we'll respond to you. It's built into our structure. Next, we're talent scouts. Always looking for talent. Always looking for talent. Followed by that, we view problems differently. Instead of sharing problems, instead of it being a center of conversation, we view it as a challenge, want to get it over with quickly, want to learn from it, and want to see if we can monetize it. Next, money is a tool. It must be mastered. We view it as critical as understanding how to read. If your child could not read, you'd get a reading specialist. You'd get somebody to help your child read, wouldn't you? Same thing with money. Same thing with money. We understand the laws of money, the rules of money. And resilience. We build it into our DNA. We build it into our DNA because we know you're going to get knocked down. You got to get back up. This is the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Castorina. So grateful that you listen to it. It's the one podcast where you learn so much in such a short amount of time because your host has very little attention span and a lot of things going on, and it just stays busy, and 10 minutes seems to work really well. So I thank you for listening to it. It's brought to you by Gig Strategic, the best digital marketing company. Produced 34% growth for my company the first 2 months. They took over our marketing. And I'm telling you, 34% growth in my companies is an outlier of an outlier of an outlier of an outlier. That does not happen. This is, a 20-year-old company. And I really thought we were good at marketing until they did it and they took it to a whole different level. So I encourage you to reach out to Gig Strategic. Thank you for listening. We'll talk again soon.